Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there was once a man who didn't have a job. His days were long and boring. He tried to work. He had children to support, but there just wasn't any work. No one was hiring. Very early in the morning, this man would hit the pavement, look to shovel or carry something, any odd job really, just to make a little money. By noon, his chances for the day were getting slim. When 3 o'clock rolled around, he completely gave up. Another day, not working, another day, bringing nothing back. Another day coming home empty-handed. But around 5 o'clock, a man walked up and wanted to hire him. So he went with his new boss to a field where the newly hired man was put to work. His job was to pile up mulch around the base of some grapevines. He also had to tie up the little vines so they wouldn't break off, and if there were any dead leaves, he was to snip them. But before he could even begin to get his hands just a little dirty, the whistle blew. It was quitting time already. His work day was finished. And the workers, they came out of the field and they lined up to get paid. The people who were hired last of the day were to be paid first. The man wasn't too thrilled with the money that he was expecting to get. He had only worked for 1 hour. But when he held out his hand, something odd happened. He didn't get paid for 1 hour. He was paid for a full day's work. There must be some mistake, the man said to his boss. You only hired me 1 hour ago, but you paid me for a full day's work. You paid me for something I didn't do. You're right, said the boss. I have paid you for something you haven't done, but I want to be generous to you. Go home, feed your family, take care of your kids, fix your home, enjoy your time. This is a gift. So with mouth open and a puzzled look on his face, the man said thank you and went home. And it just shouldn't have happened. It just shouldn't have happened. No one should be paid for 8 hours of work when they only put in 1 hour. That man didn't earn his money. He didn't deserve to get what the boss gave him. The other workers were all out in the sun working hard all day long. Their clothes were drenched with sweat. Their hands were cracked and bleeding from the thorns. They earned their pay. But this man who worked for only 1 hour was paid for a full day's work. If the boss was a fair boss, he would have given each worker only what they earned. If he was a fair boss, he should have paid the man for only 1 hour. And yet, we are the same. As Christians, we stand before God with a dropped jaw and that dazed look in our eyes. God, what are you giving me? I don't deserve the life that I have. I've sinned against you since I was a child. I have done some terrible things in my life. Even the little things I mess up time and time again. It makes me realize how disgusting I must be in your sight. I haven't loved you with my whole heart. We make this confession, and what God gives back to us is something much greater than a full day's pay. He hands back to us something we never could have dreamed of having. Here, he says, here is life. Here's my life for yours. Here is new life for you right now. A new life even after you die. And you didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. But I want to give it to you. I want to give it to you because it's something you could have never, ever earned for yourself. The people who worked for only 1 hour were shocked. The people who worked all day long were also shocked. But the boss, he was happy. The boss was happy that he was able to show kindness to those poor people. After all, they had families to feed. They had children who needed clothes, debts to pay, just like everyone else. How generous of the boss to help the people out. And he was able to do it, and he wanted to do it. When that hired man stretched out his hand to be paid, he wasn't given what he deserved or earned. He was given so much more. And when God helps us to stretch out our hands to receive something from him, they never come back empty. When we fold our hands in prayer, we're never disappointed. We know God will always hear us, and he will give us just what we need at just the right time. And when we stretch out our hands to receive the Lord's Supper, they never come back empty. For in them is his precious body and blood. In our hands is the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and life everlasting. When we stretch out our hand to be paid, we aren't given what we deserve or earned. We're given so much more. And Jesus is happy to give it to us, to give us what we need. And it can be a big shock to us to realize that God gives us things that we don't deserve. It's not the American way. But that's God for you. His way. He wants his generosity to spread. Well, that's one of the reasons why he says, go and make disciples. That is why we have an enduring mission. God is always ready to hand to us what Jesus has done for us. And God is always ready for us to share it with others. Generosity. Every day, all day, every day, God comes to you and says, you don't deserve to be paid, and you didn't earn it, but I am generous. God is always generous. He has been generous to us when we were young. He is generous to us today, and God will be truly generous to us in the life to come. So, we are on an enduring mission to share Jesus and everything else that we have. Amen. So we declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among the people. Amen.